This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Ever wondered what's really behind the headlines? Or why certain theories just won't go away? Dive into the world of the No Name Podcast, your go-to podcast for unraveling the mysteries of conspiracies, politics, and everyday life. Each week, we blend our opinions, analysis, with some storytelling to uncover the hidden layers of our world. From the latest political intrigue to the most fascinating conspiracy theories, we bring you a balanced dose of skepticism and insight. Whether you're a seasoned critical thinker or just curious about the whispers that swirl around us, we offer a space where your questions are welcome and your mind can wander free. Tune in, spark your curiosity, and let's embark on this journey of discovery together. The No Name Podcast, where every episode is a new chance to think critically and see the world through a different lens. Don't miss out. Like, share, and subscribe today, and join the conversation.
Hey, this is Jeremy. Welcome to the No Name Podcast.
What's up, everybody? It's Dustin.
It's your boy, Trey.
I got Sicklin over here beside me.
I thought I was the sick one today, Trey. What happened? Yeah,
so, if we're going right into it, good people. So, y'all know I just came off of being sick, right? Straight off the plane from Vegas, I said something's not right. I knew I had a sinus infection. I think what happened, it never really cleared. I think I just felt better.
Yeah.
And it came back like a vengeance, and I've been down. Like Sunday at church.
Yeah.
Dusty, you should have saw me. We have what we call a hit and roll. what you call it that?
Yeah.
So I never sit there. I sit in the back, but I might stand most times at the service. But I did the announcements, and I told Jeremy, I gave all I got for the announcements. Yeah. And I went to this little hit and roll, like right behind the camera, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, just stay awake. That is your job.
I look over and I stare at Trey's position, and I'm like, where is Trey? So I'm like, I had somebody shadowing me on sound, so I was like, all right, I'm going to go stand where Trey's supposed to be since he's not there. And I'm standing where he's at, and all of a sudden I look over, I see Trey crouched down. He just gives me a salute. I'm like, yeah, I got you, bud. I got you.
You did the hoodie thing you sent the other day.
Oh, man. If it was darker at our church, I'd have been out. I'm normally like, we like to hang out. Our church is real friendly, so we like to hang out, hug people. I know a good, chunk of the people. I was trying to book it out. One person tracked me down. I hugged them and said, hey, I'm not feeling 100%. I don't know what I have. I knew it was a sinus infection, but, in this season, you just really don't know.
Yeah.
I got in the car before D did and my daughter. But, I never do that. I turned the heat up in the car on 80. And I mean, and I had the backseat warmers on. I felt so good. Now, you know, it's probably about 90 degrees in that car.
Oh, geez.
Deacon's in here. She likes it warm, so she's cool. I slept from the church. Like, we didn't leave the parking lot before I fell asleep. I woke up. We was at home. And that's like a 45-minute drive.
Right.
So, oh yeah, it's gosh. Going around. And y'all can hear Jeremy. Jeremy, how you feeling?
Yeah, I'm getting over it. It was, I think it hit me on Tuesday or something like that. Mm. And so we are recording this on Friday. So it's... It's going around. But I was tested for everything, and I'm negative for everything. So they gave me some antibiotics and said, go on your way. I said... Mm. Okay.
Why didn't give you antibodies if you didn't test positive or anything?
I don't know, but I appreciate it because that's one of the things that's wrong with this country is that we're so stingy with antibiotics.
I never make sure you take them all now.
I never understood that either. It's not like it's a narcotic.
Wow. Right. I'm like, if down in Mexico, they sell this stuff right to the public.
Well, the fear is, good people, my good man, is that if you take...
You take too much of it, you'll get immune to it.
Well, you will, and the virus.
Yeah.
And then they got to figure out a whole new science.
Yeah.
That's why you kind of let, like, they'll look at us and say, can you survive this? And if they feel like you can, then they'll just say, just tough it out.
Yeah.
But say I'm on antibodies, make sure you take the full bottle. I'm going to say that again. Even when you start feeling better, that's the key. I as soon as I got the antibodies, last night I'm going into, like, I call it the werewolf stage, where you feel your body get fighting the infection. Now, like, all of a sudden your body gets the strength to fight it. And, I mean, all of this was just going crazy all night. I woke up like...
I'm glad I'm getting better because I've had kind of the same thing. I've been dealing with it for, gosh, nearly a month.
Well, I think you started it.
Yeah.
In this room. You gave really it to Trey.
Congested, rattling.
He was sick? Wait, he was sick?
I was never like sick.
You're a super spreader.
Yeah.
I figured it was like a sinus infection type.
Oh, my God. See, that's how COVID got started. Oh, I just got a little allergies. No, you have the COVID.
I took a COVID test. It was negative. So calm your horses.
But you might have some, you might have some new upper respiratory
infection. So what
you're
saying is every time you feel sick, put on a mask so that I don't get sick.
I would see if you know what. See, now we can't go back in time and say if he would have wore a mask, did we get sick or not?
I mean, that's what time travel's for. We have time travel, right?
Speaking of time travel, did y'all see that video I shared on our Facebook page?
Oh, hang on a second. I gotta. We went right into it. Let me let our folks know here. So, we're actually going to be pre-recording a couple weeks worth of episodes here because I'm going to be out. I'm going to be flying out on Monday.
Woo-woo.
And going to Mexico for a gastric sleeve on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be back on Thursday. But assuming I'm good, we still would have been good. But then Trey decided to go out of town on Friday.
Do the Lord's work. So
okay, whatever.
Do the Lord's work here.
So
say.
In Orlando, Florida.
So we're going to be down here in my basement for a while. Mm-hmm. So just letting you guys in on a little secret. Normally we sit here and chit chat for probably an hour to
don't tell my wife that.
We do what's called a warm-up. We just catch up, see what's been going on, you know, and
out down
so
there,
I decided instead of doing that tonight, we're just gonna do it on mic.
Right.
So happy Monday. You get to listen to our warm-up on Friday night.
Behind the
because
scenes.
This is gonna be a wild ride. So what's going on, Dustin? What did you share on our Facebook page? Because I don't even recall seeing it.
I came across this cool video, and no, I didn't post it because I just, oh man, this is cool. I believe this guy 100%. But I posted it as a just what if. Like, he claimed he was a time traveler, right? Time traveler, man. And he traveled back to this time or whatever. I'm not sure. Anyway, he says on January 19th, TikTok will not get canceled. Elon Musk will buy it.
Fake news.
And just...
You are fake news.
Yeah, well, I'm saying. He claims he's a time traveler, and that's what's going to happen. Then he also predicted, like, in a few months, there's going to be, like, some kind of storm with all this.
Yeah, but you saw what I texted you earlier today, right? Supreme Court's upholding the... unless it gets bought. Yeah. And... But it's too late.
Yeah,
it can't get bought tomorrow.
Right.
Like that's a multi.
And then
a multi time.
The Federal Trade Commission will have to sell.
Everything has to be approved. Mm-hmm. There's no way this thing's.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping, and this is the sound of fashion overload.
Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
I mean, they may start the process of buying it, but because the Supreme Court did what they did, whether they start the process today, it's not going to stop it by, what is it, Sunday?
Yeah.
So
what I think is going to happen is I do think maybe Elon, will buy it.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And then relaunch it. That's what I think.
They call it XX.
Tick-X.
Tick-X.
X-Talk. Maybe
Tick.
X-Talk.
If he was really, now this would make me like him. He was really cool. He would buy TikTok and call it X-Twitter. That would make me laugh.
X-Sweater.
No, X-Twitter.
X-Twitter. That would be cool.
Because you bought Twitter and call it X, and now you just buy TikTok and just to troll them. I would get a little bit of appreciation for his
but
man.
One of the other things too that I thought was, oh, this right here would be kind of
creepy. What else you got?
Is like, I think it's later on in the year, maybe, I'm not sure, remember the dates, but he's claiming there's going to be this really heavy, dense fog that's going to just cover everything, and it's going to be toxic, and
I've seen that movie
kill
before.
Tons of people, and it immediately made me think of Zombie Apocalypse. I thought of you.
it's going to be, I said, first of all, have you seen the movie The Mist?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's what I first, when you said fog, that's what I thought of.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you like this, man. It may be some truth to something happening, because remember, I sent y'all a video this week. I thought that was the strangest thing, where they have a body pickup machine.
Yeah.
And the dude invented a body picking up machine. I was like, what do you need this for? Now, I don't know if this would be good for mortuaries or like, and the guy is explaining it, he's saying the only time you'll need this is if you explain for some mass situation to happen, you know, you don't have the manpower to pick the bodies up. And I was like, you might be onto something there, buddy. So maybe that's the mist talking about, the fog.
I don't just dismiss it. I'm sitting here going, I want to watch, keep an eye out for these dates and keep an eye out for these events, even if the dates are not right.
Did he give the real dates? He gave actual dates?
Yeah, he gave dates. He said January
19th. Please write those down.
The TikTok one's January 19th, so
yeah.
I don't know about that one, but everything else, I think one's in May. I don't remember when the other.
So if he missed the TikTok one, you gonna trust it?
Oh no!
Like, he already batting his 0-0-1 at that point.
Yeah, at that point he's 0-1. But
a little bit of credit.
But sometimes, man, like even with visions and stuff, like my visions and stuff, even when I have them, it doesn't happen immediately. Some of my stuff that I see happens.
Don't put a date to it.
Exactly. Don't put a date to it.
Put a date to it makes you wrong.
But he claims he's a time traveler. I do believe in time travel. So
he's from the future. He has to be in the future.
Presumably.
If you know what's going to happen.
Presumably.
I'm from the future too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy is too, because he claims aliens are humans.
Yeah. I think Jeremy is from the future and he came back here to troll us. I think Jeremy is an alien. He came back here to troll us.
Could be.
That's why he says things like, oh, humans are smaller than aliens.
And now he's going to transform.
Right.
I think
I think he's acting like he has a cold. I don't think he really has one.
Well, that's right.
And he's pretending with the weight loss thing, like, so that we won't think any differently when he changes.
There we go.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm going to Tijuana to vacation because it's beautiful over there.
Well, you're going to Tijuana so they can swap the body.
Right. So you can change the alien form.
Maybe I'll get the Joe Biden treatment where they clone me while I'm there.
That's probably what you're going to do. Swap your clone out.
I'm going to say.
He's telling us. He's telling us.
Sleep, brother. You don't know what they're going to do.
One of my friends is like, we'll see if they cut you open when you get back and get all the drugs out of you that you just smuggled over.
When you get back, check and make sure you got all your organs.
Well, that's what he said, too. He's like, they're probably going to do an organ harvesting. I'm like, well, would you mind taking at least one of my kidneys and giving it to my wife, please?
Are you a match? Are you a match?
To you?
So Emory will not let me be tested because they claim that one of us has to be able to take care of our family. I am the same blood type, but they will not let me be a donor to her, which just infuriates me about the healthcare system in this country. that it is so Gestapo that me and my wife can't make a decision whether we bring help in or we hire help in while both of us, like, they won't even let us make that decision for our own family to save her life.
Right.
And that is not their decision to make.
Yours.
That is my decision to make.
For you to make preparations for your family.
Exactly. Like, that is not for them. That is for me. That is for her to figure out and make happen if that was the case. Like, they literally will not let me save her life because they say that we can't prepare in a different way.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, so you want to leave me wifeless and my kids motherless, potentially, because you feel like that's in the best interest of my family.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, dang. I didn't know they could do that.
Yeah.
It's insanity.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to bring the show down.
No. That helps me, though, because remember, I was getting overwhelmingly excited to tell y'all. I saw a post earlier and it said that the guy who got killed, the CEO that got killed, apparently we knew it was personal. We know that the healthcare system was robbing people, blah, blah, blah. Your mom-in-law came and talked to us about it. We knew it was bad. But they was charging cancer patients, apparently, 1,000% more for medicine. Not 200, not 20.
Yep.
But they're 1,000% more for medicine they needed.
Dude, did I send it to you? I may have sent it to you because I'm doing this new thing now, Dustin. Sorry you're missing out.
You're good, buddy.
But when I'm up at like 12, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, I don't want to send y'all videos to the group chat. Because I don't know if y'all got your phones on silent. I don't want to make any wives mad. And because you're not on the blue text anymore, I can't do what's called a scheduled send. So every day, almost probably, Trey gets about a 7 a.m. text that I have pre-set to send to him of something I found interesting the night before. And I think I sent you the one where the doctor just got arrested because he was causing all of these patients, he was saying they had cancer and was getting kickbacks. He's $17 million worth of kickbacks he received for treating these patients for cancer that did not have cancer.
Wow.
I was like, whoa.
Well, I say wow.
So was he giving radiation and everything?
Yeah. Chemo, the whole, like, he was getting kickbacks from all of these pharmaceuticals.
Oh, yeah. You did say. So when I went to go look at this morning, because I'm normally on the toilet when he sends me these.
Hey, it's an auto send, buddy.
It kept taking me something else.
I wonder if they took the video down.
So the video, and Sean was like, no way he wants. The first I thought, like, it kept saying something about a doctor. And then it kept taking me to like this weird, these, you know, prank videos and stuff that I watch. I'm like, I know Jeremy, like, I like pranks, but he wouldn't send this. He wouldn't send me that. And I'm like, not early. And I'm like, So I tried to look at this video like four times. I couldn't look at it now once.
I wonder if they took it down. So it was talking about, I think there was 450 people.
He made $17
million. $17 million just in kickback.
This is why you always get a second and third opinion about that kind of stuff.
I mean, and these people did not have cancer. I repeat, did not have cancer. And
so he subjectively poisoned them.
Exactly. But that was the thing. Money. Even some of those people died.
Yeah, for money.
And I can't remember what the sentencing was, but he didn't even get that long.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You know, it's
insanity
because it's shocking, but at the same time, I'm not surprised just because, like I said, I think inherently Big Pharma and all the doctors that work with Big Pharma and the New World Order and all that, they're just combined together and they're all evil anyway. So,
well, since this is normally something we would cover off air, but we're doing a warm up episode on air, we finally got an email.
Oh! Please, did we get trolled? What happened?
We got an email from Emmanuel.
Okay, what's he
saying? He is an SEO specialist from India, and he wants to help us do better on YouTube. Because if you guys don't know, we've officially posted all of our stuff on YouTube. After we had Flat Earth Dave on, that was one of the things he wanted to do, was post our podcast on YouTube. And I was like, well, we're not posting on YouTube. He's like, well, you should. And I was like, okay. So we don't have cameras in the studio at the moment. I am going to add them in. I just haven't done it yet because that's just going to increase my time it takes to edit these wonderful podcasts that you folks hear. And I'm trying to think about logistically the best way to do it. But I will say, our YouTube channel is doing far better. is doing far better than any of the other stuff, but Emmanuel wants to help us do better. So we finally got an email, but it doesn't matter.
It's the first email.
But our Flat Earth Dave episode is up to like 731 views as of now.
Wow.
And which is kind of funny because our second most listened to is the This Is How the World Ends.
Wow.
Or whatever, whichever one that was.
See there, man.
That movie, the Obama movie.
Right.
We never talked about that on our end of 2024 episode. I don't
I told you. I'm supposed to be doing a podcast too, like another one. And Jeremy knows I have the logos. I have everything I need. But I'm just really like, once I start something, I block out something else. So like I have to give up. And right now I like the bandwidth of the plate I have. And so I'm trying to figure out, do I want to stick to stuff I like that's fun and easy for me to do, or go the political route? And then, you know, that's a little bit harder, a little bit more angry. I have to troll people. I'm like, I don't know if I want to do that. But, or do I just want to do movies? I was thinking about it the other day. I get to just watch movies in movies.
That'd be awesome.
And my friend Dean, who listens pretty regularly, I'm trying to get him, get him excited about, because he is a movie genius.
Have you ever seen 2001 A Space Odyssey?
I haven't seen it in a long time. I have to go back and watch it. Yeah, I got to go back and watch it. It's like stuff like that. Like, it's going back and watching movies and critiquing them.
And it's so hard to believe that movie was made, like, before the moon landing. And I'm like, oh, my God. The technology that those people had in the spaceship, where the doors just slide open, and they FaceTime in the movie. They literally he FaceTimes his daughter in the movie. And then you look at what we have here today, and I'm like,
well,
dude, come on.
See, this one thing that the movies show us the ideas, but they don't show us the logistics part of getting to the idea. So, for instance, we're FaceTiming, but if your Wi-Fi is bad, you're not. So, FaceTiming from space is impossible. But then you get a big enough satellite or a satellite station, maybe not.
Well, have you seen the things going around now about how if you don't have cell or Wi-Fi, you can go on your phone and actually turn on satellite?
Oh.
iPhones?
Yeah, I guess the new one. I don't know about the pesky Androids over there, but...
Pesky?
Wait, yeah. Where is that?
Somewhere in the communication, or the... what do they call it? That?
General? I'm going to test this out.
Something where... Well, you have to be outside for it, from what I understand.
In case you didn't know, sir, the power of Google. Okay.
The power of Google.
The power to have every piece of your life probed. Enjoy.
You're being probed anyway, son.
Hey, Google is the worst.
Well... Apple did get sued for sharing that information with retailers. I don't mind that.
I mean, retailers, okay, but
that's it. I don't know. A part of the Apple lawsuit is that for every Apple device you ever had, you get $20.
Oh well, I've had a lot of Apple devices. I'm like about to get
paid. What's the cap on this? Because I know, like,
I can prove it. Because I used to have the iPod Touch. The whole
Yeah, you can still get yours.
I used to love my first iPod, that big iPod.
Yeah,
big man, that thing was awesome. We've already talked about Apple and Android. I've already told you can't have good without evil, and they just fool everybody with the Apple.
Are you calling Apple evil?
Yeah, they fake it with the Garden of Eden, the Apple. Come on, but man. Taken out of it.
Did you grow up watching Dragon
They're
Ball Z?
Poking fun at the Garden of Eden.
Did you grow up watching Dragon Ball Z? Did you watch Dragon Ball Z?
I watched Dragon Ball Z.
Warren Androids evil. Boom. Childhood told you.
That's true.
Every movie that is that every movie that's an android, is it good?
Well,
outside but Canada Man, whatever his name, with Robin Williams, that movie. Outside of that, every movie we ever seen, every robot in CP3 is bad.
Arnold Schwarzenegger in Terminator 2 was good.
No, he was first sent there to kill.
Right. Then
and
he got reprogrammed.
Listen to what you're saying. That's the same thing that happened in Dragon Ball Z. The androids get good, but then they fight and hurt a whole bunch of people.
I know.
All right, then.
I think both of them
are getting
evil.
They're getting you now.
I think both of them are evil.
Oh, there we go. Evil for evil. I moved you off one good spot, so that's fine.
So... You said you're starting your podcast. You were saying something about your podcast.
Yeah,
what do you got going?
We were me and my cousin that was on our episode, the spiritual.
Caitlin, right?
Yep, Caitlin, spiritual episode. We're going to be starting our a new podcast, a new show built around that, built around our spirituality. We're going to touch on different spirituality beliefs and things like that, but a lot of different things. Anyway, we were going to name it The Forgotten Realms, because a lot of what we feel like, you know, we believe and stuff has been forgotten just because what we believe, people believed a long time ago.
Yeah.
A lot of people still believe the same stuff. Anyway, we're going to actually change the name of it. It's not going to be called that. We're looking at maybe The Weaver and the Web.
The what?
The Weaver and the Web, because all these lies get spun, they weave together in the form of web of lies.
Mm.
So we're looking at...
That sounds like a mystery novel.
Weaver in the Web. Yeah.
You know what y'all should do an episode on or a season on? Is y'all should do an investigation on your childhood area home, wherever y'all grew up.
Oh, yeah.
And just do... I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all hear my voice struggling. I'm going to drink some water.
We got sickling over here. But yeah, that would actually be really cool. It would be really cool.
I will listen, because that just y'all going into details about that. I want to go too.
Well, I'm going to be honest. There is a place where that's connected to my family and where we grew up at that has a lot of history there,
mm-hmm.
and it has a lot of history that I think maybe some family members actually know about, and they don't want to completely talk about all of it, and that's fine. I understand it. You know, I get it.
They still live there?
No, nobody lives there. Okay. Well,
it's not owned by the family anymore, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is. Okay. I thought y'all were saying somebody bought it.
I want to go to this property with permission from another family. I want to do a reading on this property. I really do. I really want to do a reading on this property, and just to see if I can channel anything and see anything, and if nobody wants to tell me anything about the property or anything that happened, see if I can see it for myself. Let the property show me.
Right. Yeah.
So I would really like to do that.
Okay. And then I'm also spinning off another podcast too with Amanda. That one's going to be called Raising Resilience.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So that's going to be talking a lot about fostering, adopting, and just raising kids. So that's going to be fun. I was supposed to kick it off at the end of last year, but Amanda got sick and she's just now starting to get her voice back. So.
Yep.
I know. I was poking fun at her last week. Now she calls me Carlisle.
Yeah, I was when I originally built the studio, I was like, I feel like it's too nice to just do the one podcast.
Right,
you know?
Gonna have to
do something else in it too. So that was a long term goal, was to get that done. So so if anybody's listening here, you'll also probably hear these guys on that one on there at some point. Not at the same time, but probably with their wives.
Yeah, that's not ranked D.
I'm sure on our new podcast we'll have Trey on there and we'll have you on there.
Yeah.
You know?
So it'll be fun.
Cross promote.
I have both of y'all whatever. I don't know what I'm deciding yet. So
you can have me on the movie one. I'll argue with you straight up and down.
If we do the movie one, it would have to be, if I brought y'all on, it would have to be after we sat down and watched V for Vendetta. And probably it's another movie I said I want to watch, y'all. That was really pretty good. Oh, I can't remember. I blanked on it. It's been happening a lot.
Speaking of movies, the one that I've been talking about the AI assistant or whatever. Remember, mm-hmm. I was telling y'all mm-hmm. about that one. Did you see?
Not her though.
Huh?
Was it which movie was it? What's the name of the movie?
I can't remember the name of it.
It's new or old?
It's new.
You talking about the one that had Megan Fox in it?
Yeah, Megan Fox was the AI. You need to watch it.
It's good.
It's on Netflix?
Yes.
Yeah.
But the other one's better. Alive. It's got AI hyphened in it, but it's called Alive. That one's better.
I don't think you were here for
They're both really good. They're both really good. You got to watch both of them.
Megan, who was in it? Fox?
Megan Fox.
Mm. Mm.
But when I was watching it, I've been making, so you weren't here when I was talking about it with Dustin. I think that was one of the weeks that you decided to take a vacation day or whatever, but.
Vegas.
That's where you got sick.
Yeah, super spreader.
It may be. I'm not at this point yet.
So we were talking about the movie and I was telling him, I was like, you know, Amanda's, I was joking around every time I go to do something now. I'm like, God, I wish I had that AI robot to just come do this for me.
Oh, wait, I did watch it. Because y'all told me to watch it.
Yeah.
And because she's like a maid at first.
Yeah.
The wife is sick.
She's like got the heart cancer. Right. Needs the heart transplant or something.
And she doesn't get it and she dies, right?
I don't think she dies, no.
Oh, I thought
spoiler alert. She comes back.
Yeah.
She comes back with the with the maid.
I don't finish it.
With the maid there. You should finish it.
I didn't finish it. That's probably what it is. But I did start watching it.
Well, I saw this video the other day where uh-huh. Elon's got these ones and he's saying that they're probably going to cost around $30,000. And they don't look like Megan Fox.
No, they look like... I've seen what they look like.
I think I sent y'all the video on it.
They look like the one from What's the one with
iRobot?
iRobot.
That's what they look like.
I'll tell you what, I haven't really TikToked here in a while. I've been more on the Instagram Reels or whatever they call that thing now. And ever since Zuckerberg decided to do his thing where he pulled back the censorship, I have loved my algorithm on there. I mean, I am alive on there. Like, I'm seeing all this food stuff. Like, you know, this is bad for you. This has got whatever in it. You know, they hit one on Chick-fil-A the other day. I saw that. Oh, my God.
You saw that one, too?
Yeah, it got, like, aluminum in the breading.
And the
bun itself is, like, I'm like, dude.
On Chick-fil-A?
Yeah. Yes. They pretty much said Chick-fil-A poisoning you from head to toe.
And it's like they were saying for the longest time, people called that God's chicken.
They have like 52 ingredients in just the chicken sandwich. I'm like, whoa.
Are you shaking your head at me right now?
And they do call it that, but they call it that only because they're not open on Sundays.
Oh, it's not that anymore. You go in there, they're not even playing Christian music in the ones I go into anymore.
They
don't tell me my.
They've moved.
They don't tell me my.
Truett Cathart died, man. And when your kids get stuff, they're not going to be as hardcore about stuff.
Yeah.
I think Cookout, although not as Christian, because they're still open on Sundays, they have at least verses. I got to see if they still have verses on their cups. They at least put, it was like a Galatian verse on their cup and a few.
Yeah, they actually did. So we went there. I don't get to go there as much as I like, but when I went there, I would say it was probably about 5 or 6 months ago, they still did.
Yeah, okay.
So, but yeah, I mean, Chick-fil-A is not what it used to be. It's that people still joke around about it being God's chicken and everything, but I don't see it like, you know, you used to go in there, they were playing Christian music or whatever. Now, you know, then they went to like the Christian Muzak versions, you know, where there's no words, just the songs, and you're just like, oh yeah, I know this song, you know, I heard this on at church on Sunday, you know. And now I walked in there, you know, a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, well, no, they had music.
Oh,
yeah, I was hearing Muzak of, like, you know, I don't even know, Camila Cabino or whatever her name is or something. And I was like, I'm pretty sure I've heard this song before. And yeah, I pull out my Shazam.
I'm ready, bro.
Hey, you gotta have it ready. I got that on the front screen of the phone there, just
right,
because I'm very intentional about what I listen to.
Yeah.
And so if I hear something, I want to know what it is, because especially if you have your kids with you, because a lot of times they'll hear something, they want to know what it is, because they want to listen to it, they want to listen to it again or whatever. And it, you know, if I don't know what it is, I won't know whether they can listen to it again or not. So I'll pull out my Shazam and figure out what it is, check it out, kind of thing. But yeah, I was just like, whoa. When I saw that thing about that Chick-fil-A, I'm like, wow, 50, there's either 51 or 52 ingredients just in the chicken sandwich.
Right.
I'm like, wow. But so ever since he's changed the algorithm, changed the
restrictions,
I've just loved my algorithm on there. So I've been glued to that for a while.
Some of the videos that we post on our page won't get
taken down.
They won't get censored now.
Good.
Yeah. So he's taken the Elon Musk approach, where
that's what you're calling it.
That's what he calls it.
I would call it.
Have you seen him recently too?
Who?
Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Well, I told y'all
he looked like a crackhead.
I told y'all that I put him in the same boat as Elon.
Used to
a heroin hippie.
You told me, Trey, that you thought he was better than Elon Musk.
Yeah,
he's the same.
Until he bent the knee.
He's the same. He's going to the inauguration now.
Okay. So we're going there. Since you did this. This is the warm up. No, seriously. So what did y'all think about Biden's last speech?
I didn't even listen to it.
See, why not? This is
to be honest. Well, asked, so I'll be honest. The only reason I didn't listen to it is because the only reason I said oh no is because I was going to tell you a minute ago, I'll come on your podcast if you do like the movie one, but if you do the political one, I might not.
I'm coming on the political one as much as you'll have me, just so I can troll you.
I'm just so over it. Like, I don't know.
Can't be.
I get bored with politics these days.
How can you be bored?
Because I feel like I've already cracked it to where they're all liars. They're all liars. They're all evil. It's all fake anyway.
It's
all controlled by one world government anyway. So I don't fall into it and listen to it blindly, because I all know they're all lying to me anyway. They're all controlling everybody. So
when you walk in church on Sunday morning, you can say the same thing. They're all liars. All right. They're all controlled by one thing. That's the truth. And so I'm not saying, you're not going to stop going to church. I hope not.
All right.
So the thing.
Why would you after that?
So the thing, the reason I say this, this is the thing. In Biden's speech, how you feel about the man and his, you know, what he did, I think sometimes they do be putting on. And, like, they do give us some of those breadcrumbs about the New World Order. I think Biden, A, was not supposed to say all the things that he said. And I think he let some stuff go. And I'm like, he's sounding real conspiracy. He literally said, hey, a new oligarch. Am I saying that right?
Oligarch.
I don't know why I feel like I said it.
Oligarch.
Yeah, okay. It just sounds like I'm about to say Olive Garden and stop. I stopped myself.
Yeah, nobody likes that crap.
Right. So he says his new... Go ahead, Jeremy, say it for me. No. Just say he's going to make
oligarch.
A new... Thank you.
Oligarch.
Thought you wanted fake news.
Yeah, no. And so he says this, right? And then a week later, and then Trump, he doesn't care. He's going to feed... Either he's feeding into it and he's trolling him, or it's really happening. He said he's going to make a special advisor committee with Mel Gibson on it. And I'm like, what has he ever provided us as a good people that we stop back and say, you know what, that Mel Gibson, he needs to be running for office there. Nothing. I forget who else. Sylvester Stallone is going to be on this special advisor. And I'm looking like, and he said, they're going to give me special advice about California.
I can hear it now. He's going to get up there. He's going to say,
you Adrian, I did it.
You pieces of
Tussle King, man. Tussle King will really get you going. But I just so then I started to watch the movements because they be snitching on each other when they get mad enough. And then now you got Jeff Bezos, you have Zuckerberg, you have Elon, you have all these billionaires that's going to be at the inauguration, which is unheard of. Even, watch this, even China is sending over their number two. Yep. And I'm like, what is happening for real? Because I don't care what you say. First of all, Jeff and Elon they're in competition with each other. Straight up bona fide competition. They both trying to send rockets to space. I have no idea what they're trying to do, what the race to space is. But nevertheless, what is happening? If we're watching the New World Order, and throw you a bone here, this is how it starts. And it's like no one blinked the eye. No one cares that these rich guys who don't pay their employees enough to own a house, who don't make sure that the America as a whole is good, that doesn't champion the other billionaire friends to bring their businesses back to America. Say, hey, we're trying to do something here. Can you bring your businesses back so we can have manufacturing jobs? So they're not doing that. They're just loading their pockets more. They know Trump's going to give them the major tax cuts. We know that's happening. And really, it's not. He's giving it. He's just going to continue the tax cuts that he's already has in place, by the way, people. And so it really shocked me that if that's the case, if Biden's alarm system, like his Biden went to the far right like us, like I mean the far left like us, like it sounded very conspiracy theorist. And I was like, wow, either he's on off his meds for a hot second or he is letting it go. And what do y'all think about that? That these your guy Trump could have all these billionaires and really rich, you know, old movie actors whispering in his ear.
Normally, I would not say this on air, so I just want to preface before I say it.
Okay.
This is no threats, no nothing. This is just some things that I've heard people say.
Okay.
Have you heard, there's a lot of people saying that you should not go to the inauguration at this point because there is some sort of threat of a situation, and I'm not sure what kind of situation that's going to go off at the inauguration. Like, they are like begging people not to go.
Who are they?
I don't know who they is.
I get asked that all the time, and I just always say
no, because he said no. I'm like, are you getting this from a news source? Are you seeing this on reels? Are you hearing this through rumor lines? Like,
I've seen this on some reels. I've heard it through rumor lines.
Okay,
I haven't seen it on like mainstream media. I mean,
right?
They obvious. Don't want people to go for obvious reasons, right? Because Trump's the worst. Whatever. Okay, but this is like people are genuinely like. There has been nothing to really happen here recently for a reason, because they're saving it all up for Monday. And this episode is going to drop today, Monday. So we'll see. But I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
So do you think another insurrection type situation?
I have no idea. I don't know whether it's...
Yeah, not. I'm going to tell you one thing about America we're good at. You're not going to get us twice.
Well, I'll tell you this. I just saw earlier they said that Trump has called for the inauguration to be moved inside, like all of the, like from the rotunda of the.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be freaking.
It's supposed to be so cold.
It's supposed to be like 15 degrees.
I'll be in Tijuana, so y'all enjoy it. So.
Yeah. Bro, next week on Monday here, we're supposed to be in the teens or the 20s.
No,
all
this
next
is
week.
My weather, and I'm not even going to be here to enjoy it. So know. I'm a little upset.
Well, you can always ask the doctor. I'm pretty sure the doctor would have came here and did surgery in your basement.
Oh, man. That would have been cool.
It would have been like another 20 grand.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have might as well have just 40. Had it done here in the right. States. Good Lord.
But I just think they're setting us up for what Dustin is longing for, which is the this new world order.
I'm not longing for it. It's here, and I'm just telling everybody.
Oh yeah, Biden said it's here.
I'll go back a little bit to, and I'll get to your to yours. When you said that it's starting, I think that it started a long time ago. Like,
when
like the seeds were planted.
Okay.
But I think to what you're saying now is I think it's looks more like it's starting now, because now you kind of see this ball actually starting to roll a little bit faster and get a little bit bigger. And I think that their plan is finally starting to unfold a bit more. And to Jeremy's thing is I could actually see it happening and
a massacre.
I could see something happening. I'm not saying an insurrection, so to speak, but I could see some plot that they've done actually take place here, and they use this to do it because there's going to be so many people there.
Yeah.
And if it's bad enough this time, or something really, really bad happens, we've seen them threaten martial law before, and that could actually happen. I'm not saying it's going to. If it were bad enough.
Okay, I'm about to say something.
And then if that happens at this point in time, then you have certain people who I get bad vibes from or whatever, they're up a little bit higher on the totem pole. And so now certain people that are a certain way are now more empowered to actually do these things that it's coming one day, whether I'm wrong about it being now or soon or whenever. It's
so I'm gonna say this to y'all. I know who the person I beloved so much. It wouldn't surprise me if he paid some group or a person to do something at these events just to stir the pot. Because I don't trust billionaires. I don't trust people who literally, I shared this with y'all, can give everybody in the world $1 billion and still be straight. What do you have to gain from anything at this point? You're so rich. Why do you feel the need to position yourself?
It's not about that. So being spiritual and being Christian,
mm-hmm.
you believe in prophecies, correct?
Yeah, from prophets.
Okay. You believe in prophecies,
uh-huh. correct?
So a prophecy that is supposedly going to happen, whether it's a millionaire or not, he's the stuff that he has to do or is going to do, it's going to happen. So
but
he's now here and he's...
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. But what I'm saying is how will it be... let's say Jeremy's rumor mill... stuff is true. Let's say something may happen. Now, I'm knocking on wood, and this is Trey Birch. I do not want anything to happen. I do not condone any violence. You know, make sure for the FBI I'd be showing up at
same. I do not.
Showing up at the house. I'm like, oh, geez.
I just want to say, if anybody's actually hoping for that,
right.
you got problems.
But what if somebody, let's dive in a little conspiracy theory
yeah,
world.
Yeah, because, I mean, but to be honest with you, it is it is a viable.
You think it would? Okay, common sense, yeah. Jeremy. I mean, it's common sense.
Because
y'all think
I think
for
what
real?
I was trying to say is,
I think it could.
He's not the reason he won't do anything like you're saying is because he's not supposed to.
I think it's First of all, I don't think anything will happen.
Right. I hope not.
I hope not either.
The fact that y'all keep saying I hope, I know nothing will happen. I mean, outside of your regular tourist stuff of, you know, I didn't make it to the bathroom in time. I ate too much nachos. I overslept. Oh, I can't hear him. Oh, I'm angry. I'm pretty sure he'll get some Make America Great chance. Outside of that, I don't see anything of high magnitude happening where I'm be like, holy hell. Now, that's just my belief system, okay? I am aware that if something does happen, I think it's staged. And when I say staged, I'm talking on the same lines of 9/11. I'm taking on the same lines of Pearl Harbor, like the people to be, whether it's my beloved or if it's whoever it is, it's not.
So if you're saying that the people, like you're pointing out that one of the people that's there is going to have paid somebody to do that.
Absolutely.
If there was going to be a 9/11 situation, they wouldn't make it out alive. Why would they pay somebody to take them out?
I don't think they're taking them out.
Yeah, no.
Jeremy, you're thinking too low here. You're thinking too. You're thinking too high.
Okay, but if there's four people, if there's four people that survive out of that whole crowd, then yeah, I'll definitely say there's something to that.
They're not going to kill everybody. If this is once again
hypothetical.
Hypothetically, we do not wish dumb violence. If they would do it, this is what you can do. Okay, this is just me. This is why I don't do crowds. This is why I don't do malls like that and stuff. Because my brain works weird. And I probably should have went and rent. I should probably have a job at FBI right now. Probably still can do the switch careers and do that. This is
not anymore. They'll decline you now.
No, well, I just can't tell them who I voted for. They'll divide me for that, right? So think of it like this. You don't have to necessarily plant a bomb. If you have a crowd, let's say this crowd is 15,000 people, you don't have to plant a bomb and kill one third. What you have to do is create mass hysteria out of 15,000 people. They're going to do the rest for you. It's the herd mentality. So, for instance, the mass shooter in Vegas, he was on a roof, and he was just shooting down. Now, he probably shot, honestly, come on, from a roof in Vegas, you probably shot about 20, unless you had a machete, you probably shot legitimately 25 people. I think over 50 people died. Those 50 people, other people came from people getting trampled, people knocking over people, people punching people, people getting scared. So, all you really have to do is create a situation where people will do the damage for you and you'll get the credit for it.
So you said you love movies or TV shows because it kind of shows you different things, right? Okay. Have you seen the show Designated Survivor?
Absolutely. Like four times.
Okay.
Jeremy, come on. Jeremy, half the government is not going to
Have you
die.
Seen it, Dustin?
I have not seen it.
So Designated Survivor is, so when they have a State of the Union, every single person that is in politics is there. The president, the vice president, the House, the Senate, all of them. They have what's called a designated survivor, which
one
is
idiot.
One person that is not there.
They have to be off-site.
They have to be out of the area.
It comes out as more than one designated person.
Yeah, turns out there's more than one. But they have to have at least one, okay? At least, you know, I don't know how much of this is true in real life, but in the show, this outrolls.
Yeah,
So they've got the designated survivor. So the show starts out, spoiler alert, it's an old show that got canceled for obvious reasons, but show starts out, they have the State of the Union. They bomb the Capitol where everybody's at. Everybody dies.
Senators, congresspeople, the main people.
So the designated survivor now becomes the president, and he has to assign the vice president, like basically start from scratch.
You seen 24? You ever seen the TV show 24?
I never watched it, but I know the show.
And I was like, it's 24, but the political version.
I know what you're talking about. I never watched it.
But yeah, I mean, the way it all goes is just, it's insanity to me that could actually happen. But when people talk about the inauguration, obviously everybody from the government's not going to be there, but you're going to have a vast majority of people
Republicans,
there.
Republicans, Democrats are not showing up to that.
I mean, no.
Watch this. Barack Obama would be there.
Yeah. Michelle's not going to, though.
She cannot stand him.
Poor thing.
She
doesn't want to have George W. flirting with her.
That is. I think she just don't like the guy. I think she don't like how he treats his wife.
Did you see the way that him and Trump were
talking?
I would have loved to have heard the real conversation.
Go ahead, Dustin. Say what you just say, because I don't want to change the subject.
Trump said it looked friendly. We looked like we were friends. Anyway, I don't. You said that it blows your mind that something like that could actually happen. I'm more on line with Trey in this part of it, where something like that similar could happen, but no, nothing like that could ever happen because the important people are going to get protected first.
Yes,
none of them are going to die. Your senators, your presidents,
your billionaires,
they're not
going
to die unless you're JFK and you get taken out by your own. Then you're going to die,
right?
But
because you was going to try to,
they're not going
to.
They're so.
Crazy.
It was funny when you had said someone there who's a billionaire could pay to have all this done. Like, okay, but the others that didn't pay to have it done, but they're still a part of his clique. Do they know about it? Are they in on it?
Yeah, I want to say, like, let's say, for instance,
you can't walk into something like that that's planned and something that kind
of. I don't think all of them
not know it's going to happen.
I don't think all of them will know, but I think some of them would, and they would. They'll like. So, for instance, let's say we're sitting in this room. And we're having a conversation about taking our wives somewhere. Because I want to keep it away from that conversation we're having just in case something. And I say, oh, well, you know, Jeremy, you know, let's get our wives together. And you know what? When we get our wives together for a game night, I'm gonna fake like I'm having a heart attack. Let me see who would. Let's see. I'm gonna show y'all my wife really how much she cares about me. And then we come here, and y'all looking at me, and y'all, and you kind of, and Dusty, you're like, man, when he's gonna do it, right? And then I finally do it. Y'all, the women are gonna go crazy. And our job, you know, and your job, if you paid, you know, in on it, is to go to assist it to go further, right? Yeah. That is what they're gonna do. Is the it's some nervous energy there, and then when they see it actually happening, it's executed. Then you're like, oh, this is how we know we're supposed to do.
And we're gonna say again, this is all hypothetical. We do not, we do not want this to happen.
No,
at all.
I don't want to have a heart attack at all, like, ever.
No, I'm not definitely not
talking about that.
Well, you should be.
Well, I don't want you to have a heart attack either.
But yeah, but you see, that's I just don't believe in this. I think this is where I am with anything. I don't believe in big stuff anymore. I don't believe in big tragedies as being real. The New Orleans thing was real. One guy got some issues. They found out a lot of information about him fast, which lets you know they was already trying to tell him a little bit. And that's why I said they'd be listening, because the FBI knows some stuff. They let stuff go, but they know stuff. And it didn't really do – it hurt people.
I don't
people.
Hear about it anymore.
It hurt people, so I don't want to say it didn't do anything. But it wasn't on the level as 9/11. That's what I'm saying when I say big people. So I'm praying for those things, blah, blah, blah. It's watch this. The guy who
blah blah blah. Thank you.
Sounded sincere.
Because I don't. If you're challenging my, if you're challenging my kindness about that situation, then I'm saying blah blah blah. Cause like, just move out of the way. The guy who didn't hurt anybody at Vegas, you didn't hear much. That, 2 days, it was gone. Why? It didn't do anything.
Did you see all the stuff that he was sending out to people?
That guy?
Yeah.
The Trump blow up tower up the guy?
Yeah.
No. What? No. Tell me.
Okay. So he had sent out a bunch of different things about like manifestos almost, which was kind of interesting.
To like ABC or just
I don't have the facts sitting in front of me, but look it up.
Like to his friends and stuff or to like news outlets?
Like they're to podcasters. He didn't send anything to us. I just checked the email.
Dang, we weren't big enough. We weren't big enough yet, Jeremy. Dang it. We would have got a manifesto from a killer. That
Google
crazy.
It for real, though. I wish I could remember because
okay,
it's been a few weeks since I've seen that. But yeah, look it up because it's fairly interesting.
Is it like the manifesto that was sitting by the Unabomber? Have you read that one?
No.
Oh, I'm weird about stuff like that. I'll read a manifesto in a heartbeat. I read the Mein Kampf by Adolf Hitler, too. That stuff is weird to me. I try to figure out why people tick. And when you get to read a manifesto, the one with the Unabomber, he was spot on.
Oh, really?
Dang, we just flew flowing. Okay, here we go. The Unabomber, if you get a chance to read this manifesto, and generally speaking, he literally is trying to stop people who was leading new waves of technology. That's why he was mailing these bombs. And one of the things he was trying to do is stop, you know, technology from taking us over. So he said, and he used to be really smart with technology too. And he said, we're going to get to a point where technology controls us more than we control it. And it runs our lives for us.
Yeah, it was actually kind of along those lines.
Wow. And so.
But it was more for today's times, which was just kind of bizarre.
He should have just been he should have copied the Unabomber.
It was political.
Dang it.
So I don't know. It's just really dicey, yeah. The whole thing. But anyway,
that's a good warm up, you know.
Moving on.
You had a warm up. Sorry to go there. Yeah, you thought I was going to go more political than that. I was more so going to the idea that I don't know. We might be seeing some stuff that we talk about.
Totally
it's no longer in the shadows anymore. I think it's pushing itself to the light. This may be very interesting for our community of folks who believe in conspiracy theories because we may get to see it unfold right before our eyes.
I will say, and maybe I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it. I think that we're going to see a lot of bad things happen within these next 4 years. I really do.
You are fake news.
I'm sorry you think that, Jeremy.
Hey, we have an episode this time. We have an episode now to timestamp your prophecy.
True.
Yeah, that's true.
And if bad stuff started happening.
Stuff happen over these next 4 years. I do.
Okay, and why are you saying just over the next 4 years? Are you saying because of Trump or association with Trump or his bravado?
I'm not attacking Trump.
So no. I'm saying like what is so? What are you saying?
I'm not gunning toward Trump, but I am saying I think that there's a lot of darkness right now that have managed to get their way into somewhat of power, even though that they've already been in power the whole time. We're not going down that road again. But I'm saying here to now be more publicly out there. You know
well,
I mean?
Why would they want to come out now and then over these next 4 years?
Because
in
now
your opinion.
The times are people now are way more susceptible to being programmed more easily. They're more accepting these days, and they're not as. Let's just be honest. In my opinion, they're not as intelligent as they were many, many, many years ago. People don't read as much anymore. People now, they believe everything they hear on TV. They believe everything they hear on social media. They're so easily manipulated.
Yeah.
So I believe now it's, when has it ever been easier to get yourself into the power and be able to squirm your way into more political people and say, okay, Now let's just unveil it on the whole world.
I'm going to go ahead and manifest prosperity over the next 4 years.
I thought you were going to be prostitution.
No, prosperity. It's going to be.
I believe
the darkness is going to come to light. I believe that we are going to prosper over the next 4 years exponentially and further.
Who's we?
The American people.
Oh, man. Yeah, be so hopeful.
We're going to be good.
I believe in manifesting.
I'm manifesting it.
He's manifesting.
I'm going to name it and claim it just like used to.
Watch this. Let me be a good Swisherman. I think both of you guys are right. I think there will be a lot of bad happening. I think it will be American people prospering. They just don't look like us. And when I say look like us, they're lower class individuals. And I think those people who will prosper are like billionaire corporation type folks who got yachts and 18,000 houses and the kids go to school for free because they have a name on the side of the building. Those people will win. Those people will prosper. And while the other us take it.
Well, that's not all of us prospering then.
Oh, you mean all of us as a group?
As a group.
Well, you do realize they don't consider us real Americans because we didn't sell our soul to
that's okay.
careers. Okay.
That comes back to the part where I said the darkness will come to light. So, yeah, that should fix that.
Well, in our prayer, dear Jesus, let the darkness come to light with us getting money. You just don't have to expose people.
Jertopia.
There we go, Jertopia. Let us get paid, too.
You know, as good as I do, there's coming a time where money won't matter.
Oh, my God. Don't do that. Can I get the money first before it don't
money.
Matter?
Get the
Jeez.
Money. Dustin will stop telling the truth.
I thought this was theory.
Can we get the money before it don't matter?
It is theory, but I'm just saying, I believe my theory, sure.
Like those zombie episodes when they're like, they find the bank robber money, and they're like, this is useless.
I'll tell you this, I was listening to Roseanne's podcast this morning. She had...
I love Roseanne.
I know, she's amazing. But she had, what's her name, Dia... dang it. Hang on a second. Let me see. Right here. She had Drea Di Matteo on, which she's an actress that was like on Sopranos and a couple other big shows. But she ended up saying something about how we're living in the Truman Show.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, my gosh.
The actor?
Yeah. I was like, oh, man. I was like, this is crazy. It was an interesting episode that I was listening to with them. But
you should find her information and email her on the episode where we talk about that.
I know, right? Maybe I get her to come on with us.
That'd be awesome. Hey, we're not creepy, we promise.
Well, I've reached out to Roseanne. I asked her to come on our show.
She's
big time. She's too big.
Come on.
We're not there yet.
It's worth a shot.
How do you think I got Dave? I just started emailing people.
Whoa, Dave is awesome, but it's Roseanne. She was on TV.
Dave was on Roseanne. That's how I found out about Dave.
Well,
we're going to be talking about some Hollywood elites here in a little bit later on, but Roseanne,
she won't be on that.
Roseanne won't be on that because Roseanne got blacklisted.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah. It's that whole thing. Whew. It's crazy. Trey doesn't believe in the elites.
You want to hear something else?
Though? Oh, boy. That's wrong.
before we wrap up our warm-up episode, I was going to say, you guys want to hear something that I thought was kind of cool that happened to me a couple days ago?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I had you could call it a dream or a vision, whichever, because I was technically, I was asleep that night. So, but I had this dream, called a dream, about this person who I haven't seen this person in, man, well over 15 years. I have no communication with them whatsoever, none. And I had this dream that I saw them and... You know, I hadn't seen them in a long time. Tried to talk to them. They didn't want to talk. They started acting all weird and everything. And then they had to leave the party that we were at and everything. And so I'll go up to somebody else who knows this person and somewhat close to this person. And I was like, what's wrong with them? Why do they have to go? And they were like, they just have to go. We have to take them home immediately. They got to go home right now. And so-and-so is mean to them and hurt them or whatever. So... The next day, I talked to the person who knows this person. And they were like, yeah, it's because they're in a bad spot. Like, they get controlled. They're in a bad spot. They're abused, all this other stuff. Like, they've lost their way. Like, they need help. They need help. And so, like, I saw that, even though I haven't talked to this person in over 15 years. And so, I was like, well, you need to reach out to them and check on them.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. They reached out to them. They checked on them. And they were like, yeah, you know, I've been having these dreams about a dead relative, but I can tell that it's not really my relative, but they're telling me it's time for you to come on. Everything's going to be okay. And they were like, well, what have you been thinking about? And they were like, you don't want to know what I've been thinking about.
Because
it's not them. The darkness is after them. And they know that right now, because they're beaten down so mentally and emotionally, they're so weak that right now they can take them. This is their best shot. Take them. So I'm like, you need to stay on top of them and really talk.
For real. That's pretty cool though. You had a dream about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think sometimes people's spirits cry out,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes if you know, I think with the gift that you have and you can feel it. I'm more so like in person. So like if I can be by somebody and like, and they're off.
Yeah.
And then now I got to ask God real quick, like, do you want me to do something? Or do you want the Holy Spirit in me to go, like, do I need to go hug them so that you can hop on them? Or do I need to pray? Or do I need to, what do I need to do? Every now and then I think at our church, you'll see it a lot where I dap up the whole, normally when I come in, if I'm on time, I dap up the whole media team because I know I used to do that. Like that's why I did my practicum in. That's where I know how hard that job is. And then with something like nobody cares about you when everything is right. But as soon as something goes wrong, you know, everybody went. And so I dapped them up. And then I do rounds in the church, all the early folks. And one of the reasons I do that is to get a feel for people. See, like, okay, dang, this person's been sitting here and they have not smiled. And not, let me go sit with them real quick. Are you good? How you been? Oh, yeah, I'm just focused on this. I'm sorry. Or sometimes it's just, can you pray with me? Just to feel it. And I think I'm proud of you for actually saying something. Because you could have just chalked it up. Oh, it's just a weird, crazy dream.
Yeah, no.
And then, but you know, just I don't, you know, I don't know if you can get the person's number right too and say, hey man, I had a dream about you. I can't let don't do nothing to yourself. Your love, you know, give them the encouragement that they need.
Well, part of our the last part of our usual warm up is deciding what we're going to talk about, because most of the time we come here and we decide what we're going to talk about pretty much on the fly. Because I have always been like, and Trey will know this because a lot of times they'll, you know, choose me to do a video at church. I was like, here's what we're going to talk about. Just tell me when I get there.
Right.
Most of the time. Because I'm like, my first reaction is usually the best reaction. So. Right.
And he did a video that was so clean. And I think something happened. And I was like, Jeremy, that was the best answer though.
Yeah, and then they made me redo it. And I had to redo the redo like four times. Oh, no. I'm like, it's never going to be as good as it was the first time. It is what it is. I know. Some people are just planners. Me, I'm just off the cuff. My first reaction is always the best. So
that's usually how mine goes. So first take's usually the best
one. So I'm thinking we're going to do an episode on the LA fires because I feel like there's a lot of excitement around that.
Let's get it.
New LA. The new LA.
They're
coming.
Yep. See, LA 2.0.
You started already.
2.0. What else you guys want to talk about? Jesus Christ.
What else you want to talk about?
No, I'm good.
Come on, Trey. What else? No, we're going to do that. What else?
Let's see how I feel about the LA fires before. I may walk off on that episode. I don't know. I might feel it. No,
okay.
Just joking.
Fair.
Okay, I'm joking. I think we probably need to talk about a little bit more in depth just the state of America going into this big change.
Okay.
You know, we did get the notification that red dyes are out, buddy.
Yep.
Well, red 3 is out.
Oh, we still got red 40 on.
Yep. Red 3 is out, but red 40 still.
Okay.
Which my kids were so mad because, like I said, the Instagram thing. I saw this video the other day. It started talking about all the stuff that red 40's in, you know, the flaming hot Cheetos and all that stuff. And I was like, my kids were all sitting around. I'm like, all right, guys, I'm letting them watch the video. I'm like, you ain't getting these Takis. You ain't getting these flaming hurt. I'm like, nope.
They're killing you, bro.
My kids are so mad at me.
What was it? Probably 2 years ago, whenever we were in our small group and stuff, and me and my wife was talking about all this to everybody. Everybody thought we were just...
I did not think that.
It's just nuts. It's nuts. How are you going to say that you don't let your kids have red dye because it hypes them up? It does.
Yeah.
When my kid comes home from school, I can tell if he had red dye that day.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell.
You can.
And I'll ask him, do you have red dye today?
Well, there was a birthday party. They had cupcakes.
Did you have red dye today?
Well, they had sprinkles on it.
Did you have red dye today?
Yes.
Why? You know you're not supposed to eat red dye.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know you wasn't supposed to eat it. You ate it. I mean,
yeah, I love that. Still, the deeper in it, and, still, and the TikTok ban too.
It does so much.
Yeah, the TikTok ban.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the time this airs, that TikTok ban is going to already be in place, so yeah. We'll still be in good
there
shape.
There it is.
I love to share with y'all some of the stuff I heard from these 20-year-olds.
All right, so that'll be our next two episodes. So I appreciate everybody for listening to our warm-up episode. We're warm, and we're about to dive into L.A., but you'll hear that on probably Wednesday. So happy Monday. I hope everybody has a great day. We're just going to have a good time ourselves. I'm currently in Tijuana at this point. So good times. Y'all enjoy the cold.
Oh, man. Remember, the truth's out there. Between the lines, please.
Yeah.
You want to try that again, Trey? Just give the people a better one. That was more like a growl.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.